This is Road to Retirement with Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Chris provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Road to Retirement with Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group.
All right, welcome back. Road to Retirement at Brookside Financial. Tony Marlett Jr. and Gradient Investments out in Minneapolis. Tony Shore, good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony Marlett Jr. You can never have too many Tonys, right?
I love the good morning Vietnam similarity there with
right.
What you just said.
Yeah, I'm channeling Robin Williams, yep. my favorite comedian of all time.
Is that right?
Oh, by far, yeah.
Really?
I think he was the funniest man to ever live.
Wow.
But, yeah. In my opinion,
he was hard. I remember reading something on him where he was great to work with, but he was hard to work with because he would completely flip the script and just improvise everything.
And his mind is so quick. Like somebody would say something and his response would be instant and it would be hilarious. Like, yes. I don't know how his mind worked that quickly to respond. Yeah. He was manic too. I mean, I saw him live a couple of times. It was amazing.
Well, that had to be something.
Oh yeah. And he would just riff on the audience. And I mean, it's just, his abilities were, I mean, I've never seen it before. I've seen a lot of standups. Never, ever, ever anyone as funny as Rob. Or as quick or great at ad lib.
For sure. Once in a lifetime.
Yep. Well, Tony, how have you been? I know Zach couldn't be with us today because he has a ruptured Achilles. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a baller. He plays ball a few times a week.
He's a basketball player. In a championship game or something, he blew out his Achilles, right?
Yep. Yeah, he let his team down, I guess, right? Right in the championship game.
But yeah.
He's all right. He's here. He'll be around. It's just he's got some medical appointments and stuff going on. So, yeah.
Well, sure. I don't know about letting his team down, though. I mean, there are taller players on the team than Zach, I'm sure, that could fill in, right?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a big dude, and he's pretty versatile.
He is. I'm teasing. He's an amazing athlete. I'm sure he was probably their star player.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably carried that team on his back.
Yeah, maybe.
I love Zach. I miss him, the Zach attack. But Tony, I'm glad you're here to talk about what's going on. Now, you guys have been busy because it's tax season, but you were telling me before the show, taxes aren't all people are talking about right now.
No, I mean, there's not much else going on in the markets and in the economy right now, is there? I mean, is there anything?
I mean, it's not, we're not seeing any volatility or any, there was a record set yesterday, I believe, for a one day recovery.
One day recovery of, up over 3,000 points.
That's crazy.
And I mean, if you think about it, it just goes to show you, you talked about manic. And Robin Williams, the markets are Robin Williams right now. I mean, it's
they
like,
they're all over the place.
Right. So, you know, you have all the talk of tariffs and the economy, and then everybody starts talking about recession. And all of a sudden you get into this sell mentality that a lot of the big money managers that drive the market are getting into. You get sell because tariffs are going to destroy everything. And then one day, we're going to pause for 90 days and all of a sudden, oh, the world's not going to end. We're all okay. Let's start buying back in. It's crazy. And this is exhibit A of, you know, we've spent a lot of time, Chris and I, Jeff too, over the last few weeks talking people off the ledge. And most of the time we've been able to. It's why people hire us, to save us from themselves partially. Mm-hmm. But we've been having these conversations with people about, don't get too excited. Don't get too scared. This is why you're invested the way you're invested.
Yeah. Well, and I know that a lot of your clients that have been there for a while that are, you know, close to retirement or in retirement, they don't need to worry because they have a plan in place and they don't have all their eggs in one basket. They probably have some safe money, some at risk, and some growth. But you do get the people saying, oh my goodness, they just can't help it. They're glued to the TV news. And of course, if you look online, Fox Business News or CNBC, the sky is falling, right? And yeah. So for the markets for the last week have been, they dropped pretty low. You know, it's a correction, but we were due for a correction anyway, right?
Well, that's just it. And if, I'm a little surprised and disappointed even that the markets went up as high as they did yesterday, because I agree with you. I think the market was overbought. Companies were too high. PE ratios, price to earnings, was too high. People haven't stopped spending money since the end of COVID, really. And then you have people with inflation, people that are paying more that just keep shopping, and they're paying roughly 8% more for everything in that time frame. So earnings were skyrocketing. They were driving prices way up. So I think we needed, you know, I think we got down to a 17%, a minus 17%. We're approaching minus 20 in the S&P 500. But then just in one day, that's all it took, is just to bring, obviously not all of it back, but the biggest, like you said, the biggest one-day rally in history, just based on news. That's it. Fear and greed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've said this before. I'll say it again. My line regarding the markets, I don't have the understanding necessarily that you do of the markets, but I've been doing this a while, and I always say somebody sneezes in China and the markets go crazy. You know what That's I mean? Right. I mean, the markets can tank. If somebody sneezes in China, the U.S. markets can tank. That's all it is. It's like the old, when a butterfly flaps its wings, it affects something on the other side of the world.
Effect, yep.
The butterfly effect. And the market suffers from that. Wouldn't you agree? Or am I off base here?
No way. No way. I agree. Definitely. And all of these drops, if nothing else, you know, they present a buying opportunity if you're doing that. If not, then you're allocated. If you're working with somebody on your retirement plan or your financial plan, there's a reason you're allocated that way. You know, there's a lot of people out there, I think, and whether they want to admit it or not, that think that they have a right to, you know, have the market go up 11% every year with no downside. And that's just not reality. So if
why
if
not? You're, can you do something about that, Tony?
Can you do something about that? Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't. If that's you, you shouldn't be in the market. You can protect some of the downside. And again, I mean, just impractical expectations or irrational exuberance, more aptly put. But each of the last three sort of mini corrections we've had, that where the market was down at least 5%, within a month, we had new market highs all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's usually what happens. So people that get out, let their emotions take control. You don't want that. And the best way to prevent that from letting our emotions dictate our financial decisions and make costly mistakes that can cost us possibly our retirement is to work with a trusted financial professional like yourself. And that way you can look at it from a more neutral standpoint and look at the big picture and take that emotion out of it and help them make better decisions, not based on emotion, but based on their goals, where they're at, things like that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, that's part of why we design portfolios the way we do. You know, getting back to some of the people that think the market should always go up or is always going to go up, sometimes they get buyer's remorse and we put them into something that's a little more stable. And they're like, well, the market earned 15 and I only earned whatever, half of that, 7. Well, when the market's down, those people are really happy. Because even if they've earned 0, their portfolio didn't, or that part of it anyway, didn't lose any value. So we allocate things like that for a reason. Mm-hmm. We look at this, we take all these things into consideration. We know the market's going to go down. We can always make changes to your strategy based on that. For example, taking income from different buckets. It doesn't mean we change up your strategy, but we take income maybe from different buckets. Or, you know, we say, we don't want to make changes based on what the market's doing. We make changes based on, you know, what changes with you, your goals, your new strategy, a new time frame, something else that that you want to do. So everything with the markets, and it's been like this pretty much since the beginning of time. If you can't take the volatility, it's going to come. It's going to come. If you can't take the volatility, I hate to say it, but you shouldn't be in.
Yeah. Or you just need to be even more conservative about how much money you have in the market. And that's why you mentioned, when you mentioned buckets, you're talking about asset allocation. In other words, you've got this chunk from your 401k and IRA. Where's that money at? Well, if it's in a 401k or IRA, it's probably in the markets. Maybe you should take some of that as you get older or closer to retirement, or especially if you're already in retirement. What you've said in the past, that you and Chris and Zach have talked about this, you should have some of that money outside the market then in another bucket, maybe a principal protected bucket where your principal is protected. So you're never going to drop below your principal amount that you put in, or a buffered index portfolio, right? I know Grading Investments has a great buffered index portfolio right now where you get downside protection. It is a portfolio in the market, but they have some guarantees on downside protection, and you get to participate in a lot of the upside, just not all. Yeah. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole bucket approach. And it's we take all these things into consideration when we draft up your plan. So we work with our CFPs over at Gradient and at Case Central to help us draw this stuff out. I do a financial plan independent of that. So all these things are stress tested. Again, we know the markets are going to have volatility. It's part of being in the market. The cost, the volatility is the cost you pay for the long-term outperformance.
Right. Plus, if you're still in your working years and still contributing to your market, to the market, downturns are good, right? Because you're buying low, you're dollar cost averaging in. If you're having money pulled out of every paycheck put into a 401k, you got to look at, and I'm working, especially if I'm younger, I'm looking at it going, this is great. I'm going to be buying low. And when that goes back up, I'll have even more because of compounding interest, right?
For sure. Yeah. One thing that was interesting, and I thought this example, this cycle of the market was really interesting, was, you know, people say, well, it's the Trump tariffs that are driving the market down. And that's partially correct, but it's always fear that drives the market down far too often. And it's greed that drives the market up far too often. So are those, you know, is the fear created by the tariffs? Yes, obviously. But there's greed that was when inflation was rising, you know, people saw the market going up, and believe it or not, that's when some people want to buy in. So they get in and they drive, you know, the market keeps going up, up, up. That greed is driving it. So fear and greed really are the two driving factors when there's extreme market upward or downward adjustments.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's I've heard that before, and you've mentioned it. Fear and greed drive the market. That's what creates market volatility. But the market is really based and should be based on the companies. Really, it's how are those companies? What are the strength of the companies that make up the stock market? And if the companies are strong and doing well, the market should be doing well because their stock is worth more. If the companies are struggling in a certain area, those stocks are probably going to go down. And that's the basis of the stock market. But as far as other things, fear and greed really do drive it. And this is a great point. We were due for a correction, but man, it really, so it was ready, but the catalyst was definitely the tariffs in this case.
Yeah. Without a doubt. And I would never discount that, without a doubt. Part of this too becomes ideological for people. I think people from the beginning, if they didn't vote for Trump or they don't like him, they're going to say, well, I don't trust him. I'm getting out of the market. I've said this throughout, we did an episode on this, or at least a short on this, where, you know, I've been in this business across four or five different presidential administrations. There's always the people that will say, regardless of who the president is, you know, I'm getting out of the market. I don't trust this one. I don't like them. Get me out and I'll wait. And that's always the wrong move. If you're your ideological values to determine your investment strategy, that's not good. You need to use your goals, your strategy, your time frame. And if you can't do those things, that's really when you need to work with a professional. Part of what we do, I've told you before, is we help save you from yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You help keep us from making costly mistakes. Because we're going to need that money in retirement. We don't want to run out of money in retirement. So that's why we need our 401ks, our employer-sponsored plans, or our IRAs, our investments to do well. But when they don't do well, or we have a down year like 2022, you can't panic and pull out. Or the president you wanted to get elected didn't get elected. You don't pull your money out of the market. No. Because presidents come and go. The market consistently over the last 100 years has gone up, but it's had some big drops in there, and it's going to, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the last thing I'll say is, you know, there's silver linings to everything too. I've met with some clients over the last few months, this calendar year, that have significant amount of capital gains in a non-retirement account. So obviously in a retirement account, you have capital gains. It doesn't matter because it's not taxable till you withdraw the money. But in a non-retirement account, if you have a high amount of gains, those are taxable. Now could be a time where if you wanted to move some of that money or get out of it without having an enormous capital gains bill, you could. This is not necessarily advice for everybody or blanket advice. You could get out of that particular investment, take a loss or not take as much of a gain. And then if you actually take a loss, you can use that to your advantage. It's perfectly legal to do that on your tax return. And we've seen, obviously, a lot of that over the years. We do taxes, as you know. So we've seen people take advantage of times like this to get some losses. It may sound counterintuitive to why you invest, but it can also help out your tax situation.
Yeah, if you're in a bad tax situation, you can use market losses to offset your taxes and lower your tax burden, right?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think that's really important. I'm glad you noted that. And of course, look at you tying tax season and taxes in with the market volatility. Tony, you're a genius. I don't throw around the G word lightly. I mean, obviously we all talk about, we all talk about Chris Anselmo there. We use the G word a lot, but Tony, seriously, that's smart.
Hey, if you work here, I tell people, like, you know, we have everybody at tax time doing taxes. So minus our front end receptionist, everyone else is doing taxes, and our marketing manager as well. But everyone else is doing taxes. And I tell people, like, it's embedded in here. I can't tell you the progress, the knowledge I've picked up on the tax front, which is really beneficial when we're doing financial planning and retirement planning for people. We've picked up clients from other places that say they're a financial planning firm and they don't do taxes, or they have to refer you out to a tax advisor or even an estate planning attorney. We've picked up a lot of clients just because we do all those things under one roof here.
Yeah, you got a couple attorneys there. You've got CPAs. I mean, it's there. And I've worked with I've talked to hundreds of different financial advisors across the country, and you really have a unique thing there. I'm not saying that you're the only financial firm in the U.S. that has in-house CPAs and attorneys. There are a few others, but most don't, and most don't integrate it as well. Even those that do, the integration there is amazing. I've never seen anything like it, really.
Well, yeah, and I certainly appreciate that. We get a lot of help, obviously, from Gradient. Gradient's a great partner to us. Not only do we get you, we get the Gradient back office, the portfolio managers. Everybody's a real pro about everything, and we're happy to have them.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what, great show today, Tony. Before we go, let our listeners out there know, and our viewers, how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yeah, I'm glad we're able to talk about this today. It's something I really wanted to get out there for everybody. But our website is brooksidetax.com. You can look us up on YouTube and Facebook at Brookside Financial. Do it the old fashioned way. Give us a call, 440-886-3550. And also come in. I can't guarantee that we'll be available. We probably won't, but you can schedule an appointment. If you walk in and you'll pick up a complimentary copy of one of our books on estate planning and retirement planning as well.
All right. Well, Tony, great show today. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Road to Retirement with our host, Tony Marlett Jr.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Road to Retirement. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group. Call 440-886-3550 or visit them online at brooksidetax.com. Advisory services are offered by Brookside Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Brookside Tax and Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.